Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, and make sure you download the app, the Sports Hub app. Stream us, get our podcasts. And
that's what my mom listens on.
Let's do the dance.
She's got the app. You still got that store there? You could buy stuff like the cup, coffee cup? That Sports Hub coffee cup?
Yeah, I think
with
so.
With the little logo?
Yeah.
Get your glasses on and say, oh, that's Sports Hub cup.
Yeah.
Some breaking news there, pal.
There's a lot of Supzo merchandise on
which
there.
I don't get any extra money for.
Well, the station does pay you.
Correct. Which I am proud to represent the station with.
Right. Use of your likeness, that's probably in your contract.
Huh. It feels like they don't have as much merch as maybe they once did.
Oh, it's sold out.
They've got
you got a restock, bud.
They've got a mug. You
can't keep it on the shelves. It's like toilet paper.
I mean, they've got, let's see, they've got 16 items in the store.
They don't have one of these up there, do they?
16 items, and five of the 16 are Supzo items. Yeah, not Zolak and Bertrand items. No, just Zo items.
Sounds like they're trying to make money off my name.
Well, they are. That's what we do every day here
at
the station.
This is the most valuable piece that's ever come out of this building that I've taken home with me.
The mouse pad?
The mouse pad. I love the mouse pad.
We have not made those in a long time.
I love the Sports Hub mouse pad.
It's a quality like, item.
It's thick. It's squishy. You put it down, it never loses tracking of the that thing, that cursor.
They've got a Supzo face mask.
What?
They should get you one of those.
How do I not have one of those during a pandemic?
How's that not been given to you? I agree. I heard the other day though that there's one item that's been returned a lot, so they've got a lot of them right now, and there's a discount on them. That is the T-Bone figurine pepper mill. People ordered it. They thought it would look good, but the head only turns like this much, and you can't really grind that pepper. Yeah,
you're going back and forth.
Yeah, you're just like...
It's just mean-spirited.
What about the TNR bobbleheads that look nothing like them? One looks like Scal.
We've never sold those.
We've never sold those? I thought we sold those.
Those were a giveaway at a spinners game.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got these Felger Maz t-shirts in there and sweatshirts.
What do they say?
Misleading fans since 2009. Yeah,
that's an old one.
Hold it like a pizza?
Conceptually, it's not good.
Hold it like a pizza. That's a good one.
It's not in there.
Oh.
There's what? No hold it like a pizza.
They used to have hold it like a pizza phone cases.
Right. Which is a good item.
You can open the lines.
Creative. They've got the Adam Jones shirt.
They got the Vulture shirt, right?
Yeah.
Is that the best item on the site?
I believe so.
I think so.
There are no Toucher and Rich items.
Hmm.
There's five Zo items. There are four Felger Maz items, all the same, just different product. Four Jones Vulture items, and then three generic Sports Hub items. A t-shirt, a tank top, and a mug.
Tank top? Who buys a tank top?
The Sports Hub Women's Race Back Tank.
Oh, so one, okay, yeah, a woman would buy it. Like one man says, hey, give me a tank top. What's the last time you ever been to a store where you see a men's tank top?
Zo in 1993.
Well, that's different. Things change. I did. I used to wear tank tops.
Some of them are demographic specific, like the baseball reporter's catheter and the baseball reporter's days of the week pill case, you know? There are certain things appeal to certain segments of the audience.
bag of peanuts. Metamucil. You had a little bit of breaking news here during the break.
I did not even breaking news.
Well, considering that you two,
I told you,
were two of the three people.
I told you something off the air that we were not going to discuss on the air.
Does it involve me?
No. Gillette is announcing. Gillette Stadium is doing another drive-through event in their parking lots. This time it's Christmas lights. First it was dinosaurs. Now it's Christmas lights.
And you two have been to the dinosaur thing.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't tell you how many times I've driven past Gillette pissed off at night because traffic was bad because there's so many people in line to see that dinosaur.
This is my only question. Can I get through the Christmas lights in less time than it took to get through the dinosaurs?
Oh, it's going to look so good. That's going to be such an attraction when you drive by and see that place lit up.
I understand. I think this is
dinosaur times 5,000.
I think there's a need. They feel like there's some need where if we're charging people to drive through, it's got to be in an hour-long event. I'd be happier if I paid the same price and went through half the time.
It's like a nightclub. Even if there's nobody in the club, you create a line outside to make it look like there's something happening.
He's right. Because I can't tell you how many times I've driven back and forth through kids, games, dinners, whatever it is. I said, what's that, Dad? And why are they going? I said, that's something you'll never see, son. We got it at home. We got every movie at home. You'll need to see it again. You'll need to see a rubber dinosaur in a parking lot with a fence. We do that all day at home. I ain't sitting through that.
You do all.
Do you know Mike Reese went through it by himself?
You do what all day at home?
Well, watch. Anytime one of these movies is on, 1, 2, 3, Jurassic World, you name it, I'll sit there and I'll watch them.
Mike
Reese
went
through
by himself?
I caught this in one of his little hits, those Reese's Pieces. Oh, by the way, I pull him aside. I went on game days. I said, you drove through that, didn't you? He goes, yeah, I just want to see what it was like. I was driving home one day and leaving here, taking care of my responsibilities, and enjoyed it quite nicely driving through there by yourself. Yeah.
Well, I'm all for it. Just can we move a little bit faster? Can we do that in like 40 minutes instead of an hour and 15
minutes? They could have Sosi show up and he could do the Heat Miser thing, the new little Felger and Mass thing that they got going for Bob Sosi's Hot Takes. Dun, dun, dun.
Will the Christmas lights be of a religious nature? Will we get multiple nativity scenes?
You could do multiple religions.
Multiple religions?
Yes.
They're not doing a haunted house?
What's the second religion that you'd like to add?
You can't touch people when they go through.
There are drive-through haunted houses. They're out there. People are doing them.
By the way, haunted houses are open. Haunted Hill by us is open. 13th World. Badass. Scary.
Rich in Lowell has a thought on Billy Bean. What's up, Rich?
Hey, guys. I think with this thing, you actually take a look at some of the reporting coming out of the UK. Soccer is much more of a money ball sport than baseball, believe it or not, because you can buy a player whenever you want, whether they're in contract or not, in any other league in the world, and sell them for the same thing. So, if you want to go out and get a guy and a team's like, yeah, you can have him. He's got 4 more years left on his deal. Give us $30 million. You can do that and then either take on his contract or renegotiate his contract. It's Moneyball year-round in terms of – there's no, trade market or anything else. It's called a transfer market. So the sport is built for the Billy Bean, Moneyball mentality, even more than baseball.
Oh, okay. Hmm. So you're telling me that the soccer team will continue to be good?
The soccer team has experienced ridiculous success over the past 3 years, more than they've experienced in the past 30 years. The Fenway Sports Group's mentality was basically what they did with the Red Sox. I mean, hopefully they don't ruin them like they did the Red Sox. But they took a team and they bought for a good price who had a historical stadium, a very passionate fan base, a global fan base even, and built them into a juggernaut that – In soccer, there's not really such as an off season because there are so many tournaments and everything else. So
here's what I would say. To bring it back to baseball in Boston, you're right. They bought the team, historic, facility is historic. They rehabbed the facility. They've made a ton of money. It was a juggernaut. Is it going to be a juggernaut again? Are they going to sell their tickets? Of course. Yep, people are still going to go to Fenway Park. They want to go there and they want to see games. What happens when you don't get TV ratings anymore? Where's this windfall of money coming from? in your local market as it relates to owning the Red Sox.
And fan interest wanes.
Because, you know, the national baseball deals still pay a boatload of money to these teams. But
see, but just like
when
he said
does that run out? 5 years? 10 years? When all of a sudden is ESPN and Fox going to grow a set and say, baseball, you don't do great ratings anymore. People aren't watching you the way they used to. We're not paying this anymore.
Yeah.
We're out. Is that going to happen at some point?
It may.
And then all of a sudden, baseball as an investment doesn't look so great anymore.
Maybe that's what they're getting ahead of here, and they understand that. Boy, wouldn't that be something. But even like that perception he just said, like they destroyed the Reds. They just won 2 years ago. They brought you four championships. And maybe it's more of that ascending line where contend, contend, contend. You want to contend, contend every year instead of ride a roller coaster of we're at the pinnacle and we are in the toilet.
It is wild. Like the way people it's don't amazing. Like ownership. They've come in and won four.
And at some point, it's I'm saying, here I am. I'm 71 years old. I've done everything I can to help you here and try and make this a great product. And all I do is get my teeth kicked in around here.
Like that's like I'm done. That call right there.
I'm done.
Obviously, like, a well-informed sports fan who knows all about Liverpool and knows what the Red Sox are in. Yeah,
you talk about things
and
I can't.
He says, yeah. Oh, they ruined the team. Wait, what? They did
four championships. You just won all that thing.
They ruined
two
the
years
team.
Ago.
It's amazing the negative opinion and approval rating of John Henry for despite the amount of success the guy has had here.
Can't wait.
Again, it's that roller coaster thing.
It's the roller
valleys
coaster.
Are too damn low. The valleys are too low.
Well, the problem is they try and convince you that when you're in that valley and you know it's bad, that you're watching something that's good.
That's and maybe what aggravates
they don't understand. I don't think they understand the local fan base as to where we can fool them. Don't worry, they won't go away. They'll always be there. They'll always come back. And I think you've burned them too many times.
A postseason bubble being discussed. Playoff bubble for the NFL. Where will it be? How will it work? And an update. New update, Zoe. More protocols being put in place by the NFL. That's on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
First, our introduction. Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
NFL's talking about a playoff bubble. That's a good idea. Bubbles are a good idea. A lot of fans keep saying that. Put them in a bubble. Put them in a bubble. Put them in a bubble. Players are not going to go for it in the regular season. So if you're dealing in reality, there will be no regular season bubble. The only way that changes is if players change their mind and they're willing to get on board with that. But it's not happening. However, they're looking at a playoff bubble. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Two spots, L.A. and Dallas, two cities that have been discussed by the NFL. This is according to The Athletic. You've got SoFi Stadium in L.A. You've got AT&T Stadium in Dallas. And the more I think about this, though, I wonder if they...
Real quick, you know what's funny?
What?
Is whichever two teams survive the bubble and all the great protocols, we're going to throw you into Florida for the championship game.
Frickin' Florida.
In a packed stadium.
Where the governor there is going to push for full crowds at the Super Bowl. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just wonder about this. You know, if you have every team playing in that first opening weekend and divisional round, and you have, you know, expanded playoffs this year, how are you going to fit it on two fields? It's not possible to do it. What other facilities are there in L.A. that they could use? Definitely comes into the conversation. Other facilities, maybe you go to the Coliseum. What else do they have in Dallas? Would they use maybe a practice facility? I mean, what would be the other place they could go? One of those ridiculous high school fields they have down there?
Just go to any high school. I was going to say that.
Is that you? It's all right.
That wasn't a burp, though. That was stomach.
It was throat.
It was not. I gotta say.
I don't know.
Did they tear down Old Texas Stadium?
How far is that?
Same general area, because it's not really Dallas. You're in Irvine, right? No. Irving, Texas, right? Is that the name of it?
No.
Irvine, California is where the Rams facility is.
They tore that one down.
Okay.
It's not there anymore. Mm. It was demolished in 2010, only a decade ago.
Jeez.
I'm trying to think of other stadiums that might be near there. They've got other places, though. I'm sure they could figure it out.
It's Texas.
There's football fields everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm guessing that's what they would do. They might go back to because they're still technically in a bubble. If they're saying, you're at the hotel, you don't leave the hotel, but then we bus you together.
Plus, that time of year, there's no high school football in Texas.
Right.
Stadiums closed down. It's for NFL fields. Facilities. Right.
They'll find other fields is what they'll basically do. So I think it's a good idea. It's going to keep the playoffs intact. What's going on right now can't happen in the playoffs. If this happened in the playoffs, the whole thing is done.
You shut the playoffs down, right?
How does that work? It just sort of doesn't. We told you earlier that the Titans are probably going to get off easy as far as punishment goes. So I think knew something. some sort of, I don't know, insight.
It's quickly changed over a week, huh?
Yeah, tip. Is that what it is? They're updating protocols in the NFL, too. One of those things is face shields can still be worn, but a mask must be worn as well.
Is that a face shield or the gator you're talking about? Because like Andy Reid still wears the face shield and doesn't have really... He could still bark his orders out and spit all over that.
Yeah, no, they're going to make you wear a mask under that now.
So Andy's going to have to wear a mask under that. That's going to bug him.
Ooh. Masks must be worn during walkthroughs. That was not a requirement.
That's a new one now.
Coaches must wear a mask or double-layered gaiter. A face shield is allowed to be worn, but not in place of a mask.
Mm, that's the Andy Reid one.
That's basically Andy Reid. But it says this isn't required for coaches that are calling plays.
That doesn't make sense. So you're going to allow one person to do it differently than everybody else when you're on that sideline?
I guess.
Yeah. Yes. That's the root. That's the answer. Yes.
I guess so. Maybe Andy Reid gets a pass.
I can't wear a mask with my mustache, right? Got the mustache. Going to pull my mask down if I wear it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
But as you said earlier, you mentioned the testing on game day too. But. They're making adjustments as they go, is what they're doing. To me, it says they're just trying to stay on top of it and do their job. I would not
do it to the best they can. I think this is one of the reasons they can't come down on Tennessee as hard as everybody thought they were going to come down on them, because they're also changing rules on the fly. And there's no precedent prior. So what are we really going to whack them with?
Oh, I would whack them with,
they get slapped
you were
on the
told
wrist.
To go home and quarantine and
they
stay home,
on a wrist
and
for
you
that.
Guys got together and had a practice when you were specifically told not to.
It doesn't look like their fines or whatever is going to be making the Patriots look like a parking ticket.
Brian is in the car. Hi, Brian.
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey.
Sorry. So I was listening to you guys talk about Billy Beane, and I'm a big NFL and EPL fan, and some of the reporting coming out from over in England is that there's rumors that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers owner, the Glazers, yep, and John Henry have proposed a revenue-sharing model to combat some of the COVID losses. And they want to cap it off with, like, an top 18 tournament and creating, like, essentially a Super Bowl at the end of the year. I'm not a fan. Think it'll completely devalue the EPL. That's what I love about it. Every game matters. I'll hang up and listen to you guys talk about it.
Thanks. I don't care about any of that, Brian. What am I supposed to say to that? Hang up and listen to Zoe and I talk about the EPL? So, do you watch the EPL?
No.
I don't either. I know a lot of people do. I know it's very popular. Not my thing. So, John Henry's coming up with a revenue share to help combat COVID losses. Okay. Hey, Hardy, you got anything on that? You're a soccer guy. You're our in-house soccer dude.
Yeah, Mr. Pitch.
Should we call Bruce Arena and ask him what he thinks?
Yes, gentlemen.
Ryan, what do you want us to do with that?
Hardy, in your Hub headlines yesterday, did you have who won the Open? Like Nadal? Did you have that in?
No, Capello was very upset with me about that.
I pretty much guaranteed him that you wouldn't have that in because it's not on anyone's radar here in this country.
It was a busy sports day yesterday.
Felt it.
Yeah. We didn't even mention the deadline.
Jake's in Boston on the NFL bubble. Jake.
Hey, a couple things here.
One, three for three. Go ahead.
First of all, a little news on the playoff bubble. In the last few days, the NFL had stopped selling the first several rows of Raymond James Stadium in Tampa for the Super Bowl. So they were already thinking, hey, we may not be at 70,000 like we traditionally are for the Super Bowl. And then this news of the playoff bubble comes out. But I can't believe I'm going to defend Roger Goodell here, guys, because, you know, obviously McCourty's been huffing and puffing. But on Instagram, multiple couples spent last weekend apple picking, not exactly locking down. That includes the Medeiros, Jake and Bailey Medeiros / Jake Bailey, Bailey Medeiros, Kennedy and Jarrett Stidham, Linda Holiday and Bill Belichick were apple picking on Saturday after their media obligations. Jonathan Jones is out somewhere because he was driving 95 South and Instagramming at the same time, which is never a good idea. And it's not just about the players. It's who else is in the home, too. Like, get a load of the baby shower that was held for granddaughter Belichick on Sunday at the Stidham house.
It was held at the Stidham house?
Sorry, it was at the Belichick house, but Kennedy Stidham organized it. So, yeah, the Stidhams are organizing baby showers for the Belichick.
How many people you think were there?
Well, real quick, that's Brian's, not Linda's.
How many people you think were there?
Yeah, I think there were at about 20 guests. They weren't exactly socially distanced either. There were two lines of tables. The seats were right next to each other. The tables were separated by about 4 feet, not 6 feet.
Are you looking through the window?
If you're going to go and complain about the Chiefs locker room, guys, you can't have your wives holding massive baby showers. Like, because the wives are living with their husbands who are then going to work. You know, so you had Jared, who's next to Cam. Jared comes home and goes sees Kennedy. Kennedy goes to a baby shower where they all are at this baby shower. Then they go back into the locker room. Like, this isn't exactly locking down here. This is a connection and a web.
Jake, T-Bone is looking at a photo now. He says it's about 5 people there. He says it's not the 20 you say it is.
No, go cycle through Kennedy's and then go cycle through Jen's. They've got the two sets of tables all lined up.
All right. All right, Jake. Pretty much. I mean, you don't throw a baby shower for 5 people.
It's a big baby.
You just don't. That's not a shower.
What do you get somebody that's got everything?
It's a sprinkle.
What do you get a baby that's got everything? Like,
it's the thought that counts.
Not really.
It's the thought.
Gift card.
Now you got to start getting like creative. Oh, we got the baby this silver bowl, the baby's name on it.
Unless you're Mike Giardi and you just take collection from all the reporters and buy some onesie at the pro shop.
How about the Bruins? You got anything on the Bruins today? Oh, I do.
Good.
A thought?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay, a thought.
I actually
multiple
do.
Thoughts on the Bruins and their offseason, how it's going. We check in on them next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Season Bruins. What's your thought today on the Bruins in the offseason? My big picture thought on the Bruins is, they're not doing anything. They're just going to roll it back again. minus Torrey Krug, add Craig Smith, bringing back DeBrusk, making just sure that the guys who are here were here. Maybe that means bringing back Chara too. I don't know. It doesn't feel like they're going to do anything. I'm getting the sense that we shouldn't have high hopes of this being any sort of significant offseason.
What's the matter with you?
You mean what's the matter with me?
The best team in hockey, a regular season.
Oh.
That wasn't that long ago, right? Best team in hockey. Then the pandemic hit and this bubble went into effect. And they kind of got their heads out of their ass a little bit after their slow start into the bubble. Then the goalie left. So all of a sudden, the best team in hockey, all of a sudden, has become one of the worst teams in hockey because it's really the same team. Same team.
Well, minus Torrey Krug.
Like, just like you said, minus Torrey Krug.
That's,
so,
that's not a small loss.
Your goalie's back, according to you. Now, I don't want the goalie back. You want the goalie back. I'd like to see them, you know, take some of that money and maybe advance things and get some more players, better players, more improved players.
So go with a cheaper goalie who's not as good.
So let's assume the top five goalie is back and is going to play well. Everything's back in line. He's okay. Mentally, he's good. He's ready to go. Doesn't want to finish his career anywhere else, just like he told Steve Conroy.
Yeah, they won't be a bad team. I'm not saying they'll be a bad
team. But it's like they've hit rock bottom here, it feels like. Like people, well, the way they talk.
Bad ending. You
know, it's a pretty good team. It's still a good team. Getting older, no doubt about that. Age is a concern. Depth is a concern. But for the most part, this is the best team in hockey a couple months ago. Now all of a sudden, people feel like it's one of the worst. And I don't agree with that.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think.
See, people, feel like we do this. We do this with football too, and you know, trade deadline stuff or free agency. Oh, they didn't do anything. You got to spend. You got to spend. That's why you get excited about the Red Sox at times, because they'll dump their pocketbooks and they will spend and go out and buy the highest price free agent and get the whole fan base looped up. Hey, we're in it because we're throwing it all into free agency. Oh. Is Torrey Krug worth as much as he got? Probably on year. But he still made an extra $7 million by going to the other team. They weren't that far off on him. They did pull the deal off the table, but it was a year ago. So, considering what some of these other guys are signing for, I mean, what's the market here? There's some money out there to be made. Are they really in on anybody? I don't think so. It doesn't feel like it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything. It's the same team. Minus Torrey Krug, add Craig Smith. That's my point.
You feel like this is a command from ownership up top or no? Or
no, I think they're not in a great cap situation.
Their cap thing, cap is real, right?
And I think you're going to see the same team again next year, so get used to it.
Yeah.
That's my point today.
Okay, so there's your point, but my point is that was a pretty damn good team. That was a fun team all year up until the bubble. That was a good team, fun team to get around. We're getting excited about that team. Like, don't get too hot. Don't get too hot.
Doesn't feel like much of an approach. That's all. Doesn't feel like it's all that proactive. The Bruins are going to stand pat.
It feels like they're not going to overpay.
I don't think they have money to overpay
That's
anybody.
But if you move players around, I guess there is. But no, stand pat. They're standing pat. Is that a bad thing?
I don't think it's a good thing. Like, yeah, up until the bubble. Well, okay. So what, we don't count the bubble? Like it never happened? Celebrate the regular season victory? What are we doing here?
I'm not doing that.
What the hell are we doing? And they just lost Torrey Krug.
But I'd take that as more as the reality than what this bubble is. Nice championship, Tampa. But see, you look at that team and the way that thing team's constructed, how good they are and how much talent they have. Are you really going to beat them? Are you going to be competitive with that team in years to come? It doesn't seem like that.
Well, they got to the cup final last year because they had an easy path.
Yeah.
The Bruins. That's what I think has been revealed.
And you blew it.
Yeah. On home ice and in games. We don't need to rehash that, though. I
mean, well, that happened. Knows. Yeah.
It did happen.
Fact.
That's sort of my thought today. I'm like, wait, I don't think they're going to do much. I had really high hopes of them getting aggressive and making a splash and reconstructing this roster in a number of various ways that they could do it. I don't think they seem inclined, and they lost out on Taylor Hall last night, by the way, who went to Buffalo. 1 year, $8 million. They were interested. This is an anniversary today, an anniversary that is tied to Scott Zolak. We'll explain for you coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Brady's in the gun. Bolden to his left. He's got the Who Man on the right wing with Dobson to the right. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
Brady's back! Your quarterback pull off the building. Unicorns, show ponies. Where's the beef? Boy, when you thought you'd seen it all, when it's total despair, 14 years in the league, this situation after situation he's been through, and to elevate a rookie, my God.
Good old days.
7 years ago today. Does it feel like 7 years?
Yeah.
It does.
It does. It feels longer. I don't know. Times it does, times it doesn't.
If you watch the playback of that, after Brady throws that touchdown, he goes to the sideline and Bill Belichick greets him with a big hug and
Like I said, the good old days.
Hand on the helmet of
good
Brady.
Old days.
And I watched that today, and I thought, yeah, that does feel like 7 years ago.
But when that whole elevate rookies,
Kenbrell Tompkins.
Yeah, that whole drive. Yeah, he was making plays that whole drive because you had to hit two big plays to even have a chance at that. And I hit a couple. The throws during the drive were better than the throw at the end. Yeah, Tompkins just jumps up and makes a play. Nice catch. Totally organic, that call, though. Nothing was written down.
I got
which fragmented things were in your mind at that time, but you just blurted out.
Do you regret that call at all, one bit?
Not at all.
Good for you.
It's call of the year. ESPN, one of them.
Sports Hub.
I remember Howie football. The next day. Howie Sylvester, the great producer, executive producer of Patriots. Don't ever do that again. Do what? No, just don't do that again. It was a good call, man. That thing went viral. Good publicity and bad publicity. All publicity still.
For the people who hear that and don't have a clue as to why that's all being said, what is the explanation for you yelling unicorns?
Well, I think the unicorn, where's
the beef? What's the genesis of that?
Love hamburgers. Love the old lady sliding around in the back of the car, left and right. And sort of Brady's that old person, I guess. When it comes into your figments of your imagination, as we dig deep here into the psyche,
was that like some sort of show thing you were talking about?
No,
the
like
show?
Fred Toucher would always talk about show ponies. Somehow that got in there. Like you go to the circus, you just watch the ponies go running round and round. Unicorn, something you'll never see again. We'll know if we'll ever see another play like that or an ending to a game. It's like it's a one shot thing. And man, he elevated a rookie. That was factual.
So Brady was Clara Peller. The Wendy's Where's the Beef lady.
Could have gone for a burger at that point right there.
No. You said you thought of her as the old woman sliding around the back of the car, yeah. And that was kind of Brady.
Dead but not dead, yeah. Well, still looking for a good meal.
She did
someone
die.
Driving her around.
She tragically passed in 1987.
Yeah.
You know what I think about when I see this clip, too?
What do you see?
Remember when the Patriots had good uniforms?
Well, I was just going to say it. That was actually a better the pants is actually a better grade than the silver they've been using.
Remember when they had nice uniforms?
Even that gray, that tint of gray pant is better than the silver pant that they've been wearing the last several years. Because even the tone and the tint of that
they
gray
went to
is
the
changed.
Gray pants when Nike came on board. They haven't had the silver pants.
See, even the stripes down the side are dulled to where the blue is thicker too, which I like. I like that uniform better than I have the last several years.
The last several years, they've been wearing
thicker?
That uniform. Zone.
See how the blue's thicker? No, the pant, the blue on the pant is thicker. I'm sorry. Or else the tone has changed of the red. Something got different on the pant stripe. That's different, Beetle. I know my uniforms.
You're wrong. Look up some photos of last year's team. Okay. It's the exact same uniform.
Why does the blue look so much thicker there on these highlights that we're seeing on NBC Sports?
I think it's just the angle, the particular angle Maybe. That you're watching some of these cuts, because it's exactly the same.
But you see that helmet, too, is more sparkly. It's the shinier helmet. Yeah. Helmet now is a little bit duller.
The helmet hasn't changed.
Oh, it has a little bit.
The helmet's the same.
I think it's duller. I've talked about this with Bob.
Let's go to something else that happened that exact same day. This is the anniversary of a great sports day in New England.
Oh, it's awesome.
Bases loaded. Two out. Hard hit into right. Back at the wall. Tie game! Big Poppy! The grand slam!
My call's better. That's great. That's what I know Joe Buck for, baseball.
Not a competition.
I love Buck on baseball.
We don't need to deem one call better than the other.
That was the bullpen cop game, right?
Yes. That's the home run. That's the play.
Oh. I mean, he hit so many. I mean, it's not like there isn't any clutch home runs that I could get confused with David Ortiz.
I guess you got a good point.
Okay.
I guess it's a fair point.
Some other players, yeah. Maybe I'm one and done. Every night.
I heard both of those calls live. Because we were watching the Reds, the Patriots game at a bar, and left to make it to the Red Sox game on time. Screw it.
Remember that? Bars?
Yeah.
Remember those?
I remember people trying to get back into the building at Gillette.
Well, we left, heard it in the car on the way to Fenway, and then got to Fenway, sat there for, I don't know, 7 innings. Like, this sucks. It's cold. Let's go. I was driving home when Poppy hit the grand slam.
Stupid.
I didn't see either one of them happen.
I was
live.
At Fenway and saw this at Fenway. I was already in the building. So I watched.
Oh, you
this.
Got there early then.
Yeah, I was there really early that day.
This is what I asked Dennis Streakwater this. So the guy with the red hair always sits behind home plate on his giant glass. I'm like, why do you stay? Because you always see him in the last pitch, and you know it's going to be an out. Then he runs down the row, and then runs up the stairs to leave. He goes, I don't miss moments like that. That's why I don't leave. Because it's never over. Most people usually leave. You think the game's in hand, or got to beat the traffic. The big ones, you got to beat the traffic, right? In each venue, you got to beat the traffic. It's tough getting out of Fenway. It's tough getting out of Gillette. I don't blame people for leaving. I'd do the same with my kid. If I was there with my kids, I would get the hell out of there. Is that being a fan? Is that being a smart fan? Or maybe it's being a dumb fan? Or maybe it's being Mark Wahlberg and just blame it on your kid for getting sick and that's why you left. Decisions.
Decisions.
How you feel
yes.
about that, Hardy?
Yes. Not great.
Not great.
But I'll never,
got home,
I'll never forget that
you were
night.
Warm, you were warm and you were on your way home.
What happened? The luxury box run out of chicken fingers or something?
We were not in the luxury box. We were outside. We were way up high in the third baseline. I'm sitting there drinking hot chocolate. The Red Sox didn't look like they had it that night. And I said, I was with Tom, you know him. I said, should we go? And he's like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, what are we doing here at a playoff game? You're at game 2 ALCS. What are we doing?
Yeah, you had to work the next morning. What are you doing?
Where you had to go and talk about the game that you were.
That's why I was listening to it on the way home.
Okay. All
comeback right. Sounded great.
Shut up, Tom.
It was wonderful.
Hey,
I am not one of these guys that has to sit there until the very end. And Beetle, I know you're not either. So don't give me that look. Game 7 Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
What happened, Artie?
I left. I said it's over.
And I did too. I'm like, you wanted to leave when it was 1-0.
You knew. You knew. You knew.
You wanted to leave. You know. Second intermission, you wanted to leave.
You know it when they're dead in the water, though.
I was like, dude, it's over.
No, everybody talked about it that night. Everybody talked about it. They knew it was over. The tension in that building. And when that first one went in, they're done. They're dead in the water. No energy. Zero.
Yeah, when they ran out of sushi, he was gone.
And the seafood tower was drained.
Seafood tower. Oh, yeah, that place got good seafood tower.
Yeah, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
Mm.
It really was. All right, then.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Zoe.
What is the date? 13th of October, right?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beef? 7 years ago today when the Patriots had Brady. Brady and Belichick got along, and the Red Sox were good. All of those things 7 years ago today. Amazing to think that the Red Sox went on to win that World Series and have won another one since. Crazy. The NBA has come up with some scheduling ideas for their basketball season whenever it does finally get underway. Actually has a little bit of a spinoff from baseball, so we'll tell you about it next. Oh.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.